The one thing I've really noticed about a lot of clients recently has been the tarot card, the Ten of Swords. So when we think about the Suit of Swords, it is about our mind. It's about our logical mind. It is about stress, anxiety, overwhelm and overthinking. And the Ten of Swords, the picture, in case you're not familiar with tarot, shows somebody lying face down on the ground, and this person has 10 swords sticking out of their back. And yeah, I think that is a really powerful image. Now, we need to remember that the swords represent our mind and that the swords are in this person. Yes, classically stabbed in the back. But it also really references that situation when our anxiety, our overwhelm and our stress is now starting to cause physical symptoms. This is different for all of us. For some people, it might be headaches. For some people, it might be affecting their eating habits. They may be comfort eating or comfort drinking. They may be not eating as much. It may be affecting your sleep, causing insomnia. There are so many different ways that our stress and anxiety can affect our physical health. I think I'm convinced there is a clear correlation between our minds, our emotions, and our physical health. And they all work together, and we feel vital, we feel in good health when our mind, our body, and our emotional self are all in a good place. And I think this is what I'm seeing with the Ten of Swords now, is that so many people, for so many different reasons, are feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, worried and anxious, that it is starting to have an effect on our physical health. And my advice from that, from having read the cards for quite a number of clients now that are in this situation, from having really studied the cards at some depth, is that if your mental health, your anxiety, overwhelm and stress is starting to affect your physical health, then you need to be working on your physical health as well as your mental health. It's really easy to think, well, it's a mindset problem. I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm overwhelmed. So I'm just going to keep problem solving. I'm going to keep, perhaps you meditate, perhaps you journal, perhaps you keep going through whatever logical problem is causing you stress right now. That could even be researching. You know, I know a lot of people, and it happens to me as well, when we feel anxious and overwhelmed, we think, right, well, I'm going to Google this. I want to understand perhaps the war in Ukraine. Why is this happening? How will this affect me? How will it affect food prices? It's a useful exercise to do. I think being well educated, not that I'm suggesting that Google is always the best place for that, but I think being well educated is always a good plan. But if your body is now feeling that pain, then simply working on the mental level or working on your mindset is not enough anymore. So if you are finding that you are getting panic attacks, that you aren't sleeping particularly well, that you're getting intrusive thoughts, things just keep coming into your head, that you are feeling anxious, perhaps when you open a bill, perhaps when you check your bank balance, perhaps this is more to do with a relationship for you. Each one of us, our problems are so different, so unique. If you are finding that your anxiety and overwhelm is causing physical symptoms, then I would argue you need to be treating the body as well as the mind. There are so many different ways to do this. One of the simplest is exercise. One of the simplest, when you can't sort your mind out, when your anxiety is going into overwhelm, is to just go for a walk. It is that simple. Just go for a walk. Just give your body a chance to engage, to move. For you, a walk might be a swim or a trip down the gym or jumping on an exercise bike. You've got to translate this for you, but the simple, most powerful way to try and ease some of that stress out of your body is to move it, is to go, you know, to do some form of physical exercise that is appropriate and easy for you. that is the first sort of bit of practical advice I've got for you. Another really powerful thing is to have a shower or a bath, or to go for a swim if you are lucky enough to be in that situation. Using water on our body, perhaps if you're having a bath or a shower, trying to be quite mindful, maybe using the right bath products or shower products that have an aromatherapy lift to them. If you're having a bath, an Epsom salt bath is amazing. If you're brave and you're able to access it, of course, cold water swimming is phenomenal. But, you know, having a shower, having a bath, going for a swim, something really magical happens when we mindfully connect our body to water. It might even be for you that going for a walk along a river or going for a walk along the seafront is a good way to do this. But bringing water into your body care is really powerful. Working with herbal tonics, nutritional supplements, homeopathy, anything like that is really powerful. I would definitely advise that you seek, some specialist guidance on this. Perhaps go to your local health food shop, or maybe if you know somebody who can give you advice on that, that would be wonderful. For me, I definitely, when I know that I'm stressed, when I know that my body is starting to pay the price for my stress and my anxiety, I definitely double check that I'm taking good quality supplements, particularly the B vitamins. I find they help, and I definitely then, I've got a range. I'm not going to suggest what they are here because I don't want anybody to think that the herbal supplements I use are going to be applicable to you, but I do have herbal supplements that I would use then in periods of stress. The one thing I think that so far I've never seen any sort of issues with is CBD oil. I think it's amazing. If you've got any healthcare conditions, please do check with a medical practitioner. But there are lots of ways that we can support our body with supplements and tonics. And actually, sometimes I think there's a bit of a placebo effect going on here. Sometimes I think just by stopping in the morning when I've got a really busy morning and I've got to get, you know, kids to various places and I've got to be back in time for clients, and it's really easy not to think about my needs, but just to run out the door I've had a coffee, but perhaps no breakfast. Remembering to take some nutrients, remembering to check in which supplements I'm taking, taking the time to have a drink of water and nurture myself, even if it's just for a few minutes, it's a really powerful thing to do. So to me, working with either supplements, homeopathy, herbs or tonics, it's a win-win situation, because I do believe they have a positive effect on the body. And what you're doing to your mind is you're saying, I care about my body. I am going to meet my needs. I'm going to take a few minutes now to pause and look after my body. I am a huge believer in aromatherapy. I really am. I mean, it can improve your living experience because your room smells beautiful. They have amazing effects on the body, and again, you get this win-win situation where I do think a lot of the aromatherapy sprays, oils, products, they have a good effect on the body and they have a good effect on the mind as well, and you are honoring yourself. So to me, finding ways, if life is really stressful right now, to self-care, that blend body and mind, are really, really powerful. And the most simple technique to ease the body and ease the mind is breath. It always comes down to breath with me. It really does. Breath is a wonderful tool because, well, it's free. You're never going to run out of the house without it. It's always there. And if you are using breath techniques to calm your body and calm your mind, you don't need to do it in a way that anyone else knows. That's the beauty of it. Just when you feel triggered, just when you can feel your body tensing up, just pausing to take a breath And the most powerful and simple technique really is that when you move into just taking a couple of deep breaths, just to pause the world, just stop, just pausing the world, you're breathing in, feeling how the breath moves the body, and then with every out breath, just let go of a little stress. And sometimes you can add a sound to that. If it feels safe and you're in the right place, you can add some swear words to that. You can add a sigh to that. Or perhaps you're in a challenging conversation with your boss, your child, or your partner, anyone. And you can feel your body going into that stress response. You can feel that you're about to be triggered, you're about to overreact, you're about to be overwhelmed, and something in you says, breathe. And you just breathe. And as you breathe in, you feel how the breath moves the body. And as you breathe out, just let go of a bit of that anger and a bit of that stress. And it takes a while. It really does. I don't do it every time. I can promise you that. Sometimes I am in a difficult situation and I can feel myself getting triggered and I do not stop to breathe. And I launch into my either attack mode or my freeze mode. Yes, whatever you want, absolutely. Yes, I'll do it. Or my runaway mode. No, I can't do anything. And I communicate in a way that's not authentic. I communicate from a stressed position. But more and more, as I practice this technique, because anything worth doing really takes a little bit of practice, right? The more I practice this technique of when I do feel anxious, overwhelmed, when I do find that I'm in a situation where I'd be very easy to be triggered and to say something that's not what I really mean, but it's you know, it feels safe to say, yes, I'll do it, or, oh no, you know, I couldn't possibly do that. I'm remembering just to breathe. It's okay not to fill every space in a conversation with words. It's okay not to react immediately. It is far more sensible to take a moment to breathe and just to release a little bit of stress and then to answer or to take action calmly. So, just a little bit of reflection, because the Ten of Swords has been quite a key card for a lot of people in the last few days, including myself. And just pausing just to sort of share some thoughts on that. And just to remember that I know so many people are really struggling right now. So many people are feeling anxious and overwhelmed and are looking for good ways to manage that. Anything that blends body and mind is going to really help. So that might be, you know, going for a swim, having a shower, taking a bath, going for a walk, walking alongside a river or an ocean front, using aromatherapy products, checking in with a specialist and using some supplements or some herbal tonics or some homeopathy. All of those are really powerful things. But if you really feel pressured, if you really feel that your back's against the wall, just remember to take a breath. Sometimes that is the most important thing to remember in the whole world. Before I speak, before I act, before I react, I am going to take a breath, center myself, so I can handle this in the best way possible.